בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, זכור שם רבות. Today is Monday, י"ד בתמוז. We're up to the fourth midah in Tormei Devorah הרביעית, לשארית נחלתו. What is this midah בקדוש ברוך הוא? So the Tormei Devorah explained as follows. הנה הקדוש ברוך הוא מתנהג מישראל בדרך זה, אומר, מה אעשה לישראל והם קרוביי שאיר בשר יש לי עמהם שהרי הם בת זוג להקדוש ברוך הוא. שארית נחלתו זה מנשון שאיר בשר. What does that mean? איש איש אל כל שאיר בשרו. הקדוש ברוך הוא feels a closeness, a very close relation to us. And even when we anger הקדוש ברוך הוא, Hashem says, at the end of the day, what can I do to them? I'm so close to them. וקורא לה, ביתי, אחותי, אמי, כדי פרשו חזל, הקדוש ברוך הוא has all sorts of terms of endearment for Am Yisrael. Uchtiv Yisrael Am Kirovo. We say it every morning. Hodol et v'shamam yon ken v'otila, l'chol chazdam l'bnei Yisrael, Am Kirovo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is close to Am Yisrael, they're his close nation. Mamash kurva yesh lo ma'imahem u'banav him. We are very closely related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're his children. V'haynu l'sh'erit nachalato, l'sh'on sh'er basar, v'sof sof, him nachalato. Hashem says, they are my progeny. ומה אומר? אם אענישם, הרי הכאב עליי, כדכתיב בכל צרתם, לא צער. Which means, כתיב באלף, לומר שצערם מגיע לפלא העליון, וכל שכן הדו פרצופין, שבהן עיקר ההנהגה, דקרנן בבב. He's saying, Kabbalistic concepts over here, the Ramak. He's saying that Hashem says, if I punish them, it's really just me shooting myself in the foot, כביכול. Why Hashem says, I'm going to feel the pain by punishing them. The Pasuk says, Bechol tzaratam lo tzar. Now it's spelled with an aleph, okay? Lo, with an aleph. But to say that the tzar of Am Yisrael gets to the Pele Aylion, which is Kavyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But the Kri is with the Vav. Bechol tzaratam lo tzar. Lo tzar, tukhtiv atikzar nafsho ba'amal Yisrael. לפיכך, אינו סובן צערם וקלונם מפני שם שארית נחלתו. Even when they deserve it, הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול cannot bear the shame and the suffering of Am Yisrael because they are his children. Just like any time, you know, להבדין אלף אלפי הבדלות, when you have a, you know, you have a child who has to go into surgery. The child gets anesthetized, right? He's going into surgery. He's ba'olam shekulo shabbat. Who's suffering more during the surgery? The parents or the child? The vada'a the parents. They're sitting there. They're nervous. They're anxious. The child is the child. Hashem kaviyachol. Even though the parents know that the surgery is something that's necessary, but they're still suffering. Hashem kaviyachol lehavdil en pafav dalot. Hashem says, even when he needs to punish us, Hashem says, at the end of the day, I'm suffering the most because, b'chol tzaratem lo tzar, they are my children, and what hurts them hurts me. So, that being said, as is the pattern here, now that we know Hashem's midah, now we have to know how to transfer it or to convert it to us. Kacha adam im chavero. Kol Yisrael im she'er basar elo im elo. We are all the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means we're all interrelated. Mipnei she'em neshamot kelulot yachad. Yesh bezeh chelek zeh uvezeh chelek zeh. We are all intertwined. All of our neshamot are intertwined with one another. It's not just we each make up, we're units that are part of a bigger picture. No, our neshamot are interconnected. Besides for the fact that we're all related because we all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, our neshamot are intertwined as well. Ulkach, eno dome merubim ha'osim et ha-mitzvah, lemo'atim ha'osim et ha-mitzvah. For this reason, he's going to explain mathematically now. Interesting. This is mathematical mysticism. Listen to this. So he says, you cannot compare few doing a mitzvah to many doing a mitzvah. Why is that? וכל זה מפני כלולותם. ולכך פרשו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה על הנמנע מעשרה ראשונים בבית הכנסת. Therefore, based on this, the Chachamim say the following. When a person is one of the first 10 in the Bet HaKnesset, which is a tremendous zechut, yeah, there's only one thing according to the Zohar HaKadosh that trumps being עשרה ראשונים בבית הכנסת. What's that? Coming in with talit u'tfilin. But anyway, if a person can be one of the asara yishonim and come in with talit u'tfilin, oh hops, ez ma'ala gedola. So he says, shayla tova. So he says, Josh always has good questions. אפילו 100 באים אחריו,
אה?
נכון? But according to many poskim, putting it on in the chatzir is a half-baked job. Person has to come from home with the talitut filin.
Yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah says if you can't come at home, because, let's say many times, people don't realize, in Israel it's very common. But even in Israel, let's say you're walking from your building or from your house to the Beit HaKnesset, sometimes on the street you have garbage dumps and stuff like that. You're not allowed to walk within Dalet Amot. You can't have an eye shot. Many different halachot. So also, when you come, even in America, if you're walking on the street or driving, and there's all sorts of ma'ot asurot, there's all sorts of women not dressed tzenua, or garbage dumps, or other things that a person cannot see or be next to with tefillin on, yetzas charo befsedo. Asur asot kacha. So a person has to kind of, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a person has, if the Beit HaKnesset has like a yard or another floor or another room before you walk into Beit HaKnesset, it's also good. It's not as good as what the Zohar means. It's coming me'otar betalit tefillin from home, but at the end of the day, it's better than nothing. Aval, mikol makom, back to us, if you're one of the Asar HaRishonim, mekaben sachar keneged kulam afilu me'a ba'im acharav, which means, even if 100 people come afterwards, if you're one of the 10, you get sachar keneged, corresponding to all of the people who come afterwards. Me'a mamash kemashma'o. It's not just an exaggeration, it's a real mathematical equation. How so? Even if 100 people come, you get the sachar keneged 100 people. How is that? Just because I'm one of the 100, says the Ramak, mipinisha asara hem kinulim enu be'enu. The 100 people that come afterwards, let's say there's a 100 person minyan. All of the neshamot are intertwined with one another. Harei hem eser pe'amim asara hem me'a. 10 times 10. If they're all connected with one another, 10 times 10 is 100. V'chol echad mehem kalul mime'a. Each one of the 100 has a piece of the 100 in him. And therefore one, in ken afilu yavo me'a, hu yesh lo schar me'a. If there's 100 people that come later, and all the neshamot are intertwined, since we're all connected, and I was here first, I was one of the first 10, therefore I get sachar, can I get each one of those neshamot that come afterwards, since we're all connected. Very interesting cheshbon that he
said. The one who comes last doesn't get for all 100, only gets for himself?
He gets 100th, that's right.
And he only gets his own.
Correct, yeah. V'chein, mitam ze, Yisrael arevim ze lezeh. For the same reason that our neshamot are intertwined, we are considered responsible for one another. How so? Each one of us has in our neshamot, you know, there are, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Rabbeinu Chaim Vital in Sefer Sha'ari Kedusha. Rabbeinu Chaim Vital writes that just like the body has 248 limbs and organs and 365 sinews, so too the neshama has that too. And the neshama's 365 and 248 are fulfilled. How is it mekuyam? Through the doing the mitzvot ase and abstaining from the mitzvot lot ase. So our neshamot are the same way. Our neshamot, we each share. I have a part of your limbs, you have a part of mine, gidim, sinews, and that's the way it works. We are all connected, mamash. And because of that, it's not just like, oh yeah, we're responsible for one another because we're all Jews. No. It's much deeper than that. It's not just that we're responsible because we're all Jews. We share atzamot, the gidim. We have evarim, and he says, "Uchshechoteha echad pogem atzmo vepogem chelik asher lechavero bo." When one person sins, when one Jew sins, not only does he blemish his own evarim and gidim, the own parts of his body, he also blemishes other people's as well, because there are other Jews who are connected to him. Because we're connected, the common denominator that me and my fellow Jew have, that makes me responsible for him. It's more than just a cliche, right? Yeah, we're all responsible for one another. It's not just like Shabbat Shalom or Yom Tov. It's a real responsibility. Rabotai, there's halachic ramifications also. Because of the Arevut, the Gemara says, how are we able, if I say words, I say Kiddush, I say Havdalah, I say Brachot, you hear, Shomea Ka'one, you're Yotze. How can I be Motzi you? I read the Torah for you, you're Yotze. I read Megillah for you, you're Yotze. How does that work? I'm saying the words of you're Yotze. Says the Mara, absolutely. You know why? Because of this deen of Arevut. Because of this deen of responsibility. This thing comes with tremendous, you know, baggage, that there's halachic ramifications as well of each Jew being intertwined to the other. Imken, him she'er zeim ze. We're each connected. Therefore, based on all of the above, says the Ramak,
לכך ראוי לאדם להיות חפץ בטובתו של חברו ועינו טובה על טובת חברו.
A person should, because of this, always want good for his friend. Always be benevolent and gracious and open-handed towards the other person. Not only that I have the ability to do good to him, but I should want good for him. There are two different things. Doing good for another person is one thing. Even if I can't do good for another person, but at least I should want good to befall for another person. There are people out there, one of the worst midot possible is when a person is tzara ayin, which means what? There are two kinds of people. You ever wonder what's the difference between kin'ah, jealousy, and tzarut ayin, which is having a bad eye? What's the difference? There's two kinds of people out there. Kin'ah, regular jealousy, which is terrible. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, rekev atzamot kin'ah. What is kin'ah? You have something. I'm okay with you having it as long as I have it too. That's one level. Then there's another level of tzarut ayin, which he's trying to negate here, which is what? I'm okay with not having something. I don't care if I don't have it, as long as you don't have it either. That's terrible. That's a terrible, terrible midah. A person has to accustom himself. Josh, why are you laughing? Zayim it? And chayehim enam chayim. The life of such people is not a life. They are pitiful, sorry excuses of an existence. Those kinds of people, they're miskinim. They can't live one normal day of life because they're always thinking, I don't care not to have it. You don't have it. You don't have it. Want good for people. Have people's best interests in mind. Even if you don't get it, Baruch Hashem, it's your, if it was your father, if it was your brother, if it was your cousin, would you feel like that? You have to mamash feel intertwined with your fellow Jew. And he says, Uchvodo yachaviv alav keshelo, and want his honor like you want honor for yourself. Sharu mamash, sharu hu mamash. Him is me, and me is him. We're all the same entity. Umitam zin itztavenu ve'avta l'reacha. What do you think ve'avta l'reacha kamocha is? We're all in the same boat. We're all the same. That's why Hashem says, now we spoke about, remember we had a shiur, exactly the parameters of the halachot of ve'avta l'reacha kamocha. Machloket rishonim, okay. But at the end of the day, I should at least want, like the Ramban, I want goodness for my friend, even if I can't actually do it, but at least I want him to have good. And when I see him having good, it shouldn't kill me inside. When I see a fellow Jew having good being done to him, or I see him being matzliach, what should I feel? Kol hakavod, Baruch Hashem, happy for him. V'ra'ui shiyirtze b'kashrut chavero v'lo yidaber b'gnuto klal. Where does Lashon Hara start? Because we don't feel intertwined. That's where it starts. Just like even though sometimes we deserve it, Hashem doesn't want any suffering or any shame to befall us because he feels so connected, so related to us, we have to act the same way to our fellow Jew. Don't look forward to the shame of your friend. Don't look forward to his suffering, to his downfall. Try to help him out. I'm not even talking now in a situation where we know the Gemara tells us a person who raises himself up, honors himself as a result of somebody else's downfall. The Gemara says that person loses a share in the world to come. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about a situation where a person sees another person's downfall. It should hurt you. Like you fell down yourself. That's how close we have to be to our fellow Jew. Ma ta'omer? You want to say something? We're good? Tov. Okay, Bezat Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Kof Tov. Have a wonderful day. Bezat Hashem.